Well, I think any reference to resolution through military action is unhelpful and unnecessary, and it does escalate tensions. And so I think all sides need to refrain from making those references, which I should say, you know, are largely, I believe, intended as posturing, as intended to show the resolve of each side that this is a really important issue of national interest and they're committed to finding a solution. However, by referencing military action, it is potentially riling up the respective publics and therefore potentially backing the respective leaders into a corner where they cannot negotiate, where they can't come up with any compromise. And this could inadvertently lead to more escalation and some sort of conflict. So I think in the interest of all parties, they want to avoid any threat or suggestion that they may resort to military force.
But failing to reach a binding agreement on filling and operating the Ethiopian dam is making people feel that this poses an existential threat to the livelihood of the Egyptians. Would the popular pressure force Egyptian President Sisi to take a military action at the end?
Again, I think here is where each of the leaders needs to manage expectations and manage communications with their publics, because if the dispute is perceived as a zero-sum gain and an existential issue, then of course citizens are going to be alarmed and are going to put more pressure on the leaders to resolve this in a manner that's favorable to themselves. I don't think that's helpful in that this is going to have to be a shared resource. There's going to have to be compromise. And as a result, it would be more helpful for all leaders to be talking to their publics about how they can benefit from this, some sort of shared and cooperative agreement. In that way, it isn't seen as such an existential issue, and they can be looking at ways that they can compromise while still protecting their vital interest. And I think this dam provides the opportunity for all sides to win from a successful operation of the dam. So it's a matter of the leaders now using their diplomatic skills, their leadership skills, to convey to the public of what this sort of cooperation is going to look like and how it's going to benefit the broader public.
But does the political crisis in Ethiopia force an Ethiopian tougher position in the negotiations?
I think the recent political instability in Ethiopia does make it more difficult for Prime Minister Abiy to make compromises, because he could be perceived as conceding, you know, different elements of Ethiopian sovereignty, and you know, he is wanting to ensure that he asserts leadership over the country now in this time of crisis. And so he has to manage his domestic constituencies. Let's recall that the dam has become an important element of national identity in Ethiopia, where many millions of citizens have bought bonds to contribute to the funding of the dam. And you know, it's all nationally financed. And so there's a lot of domestic ownership of the dam, a lot of national pride within Ethiopia. And therefore, I think all parties need to realize that, you know, Ethiopia is having to manage those internal tensions as well as trying to reach a mutually beneficial compromise with its partners.